The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Those of you who either know me or have listened to the show for years know that I do not watch awards ceremonies, typically. I don't watch the Grammys, and it seems as though, what am I ever going to learn? I'm sure all sorts of other talk shows were talking yesterday about what happened at the Grammys, not me, because I don't watch them. The big thing is Beyonce did this dance in a, what would you call that was over the thong? What do you call, you know, the sheer thing? It looks like she's not wearing anything, but she's got something, but she might as well not have anything, because it gave the appearance as though all she was wearing was a thong. You could see her backside as plain as day, as if she was wearing nothing more than a thong. The sheer... Oh, you could too. You could too, Jason. Okay. I thought you were... I can't think of what you call it. It was tights. Well, then it's... Wow. Then it was the most invisible tights that... To me, it looked pretty much... like there was nothing under there. Anyway, the tights were sufficiently tight where it still gave the appearance as though she was wearing a thong. In any event, yeah, I know. I get it. The tights were cream in color. I'm just saying it was very revealing. I mean, we don't have to parse that. You could see her figure very, very clearly. A lot of people are comparing this to the Miley Cyrus twerking moment. And why isn't Beyonce getting the same treatment, chastising? Parents tweeted all over the place yesterday, just terrible. You can't let your kids watch the Grammys anymore, and on and on and on. Well, no, you can't, because you never know what they're going to do. But two, I don't think it was as graphic. Was that the... MTV Awards, is that where that happened with Miley Cyrus? I think so. I don't think it was that graphic. There wasn't simulated sex in my mind the way that there was in that one. But there's another big difference. And I'm not going to pass any judgment on one or the other. I'm not going to comment on that other than, yes, you're going to see very risque things on those things these days. And maybe you just shouldn't have your kids watch. But here's the other reason she's not getting criticized the way Miley Cyrus is. Miley Cyrus has already proven herself to be a train wreck. And it was just seen as another chapter. Further, she just seems to be willing to exploit her body in lieu of putting talent out there. That cannot be said of Beyonce, although Beyonce has not been afraid to show off what is a tremendous body. But apparently parents went nuts when they saw that. I've watched it. Yeah. Jason, I think you think more highly of Beyonce than you do Miley Cyrus. I honestly think that is skewing your belief here a little bit. I generally agree with you, but I think it's skewing your belief just a little bit. I mean, just it does. That happens to me too, and you call me out on it when it happens. But... you can go find it if you want. That's the only comment I have on it. We're going to get to President Obama unilaterally raising the minimum wage where he can, which is actually pretty limited. But already he's put an executive order out there in advance of a State of the Union address tonight where he's expected to become the unilateral president. We'll get to that later in the show. I want to start here. And I have not talked at all about this. It was last week Jason brought this up to me that, you know, this is a really big deal, and I agreed, and I just never got to it. It is the extreme, and I don't think I'm being extreme in saying this, the extreme security concerns surrounding the Olympics at Sochi in Russia starting February 9th. Extreme. There have been all sorts of terror chatter picked up on intel. There are specific terrorist threats, and there are grave concerns about Russia's ability to keep people safe and concerns about what Russia is allowing in terms of security from other countries. Here's the latest. British officials are warning that terrorist attacks are very likely to occur in Russia before or during the Winter Olympics in Sochi, with the Olympics set to take place next month in close proximity to the volatile North Caucasus, I always mispronounce this, Caucasus region. British government officials believe a Caucasus group that has repeatedly talked of targeting the Games, IK, poses a real danger, BBC reports. And in fact, in December, twin bomb attacks in the city of Volgograd killed 34 people. A militant Islamic group based in Dagestan claimed responsibility. The latest British assessment points out that Sochi will be a very difficult target for terrorists compared to Volgograd, with more than 30,000 police officers and interior ministry groups guarding the city. Other countries are taking precautions. The U.S. is posting two of its warships offshore in the Black Sea, sharing counterterrorism intelligence with Russia and deploying FBI agents to the region. And BBC has a similar report on this. The document questions whether the group could actually do that, again, because of the Ring of Steel. That's how they're describing the security around Sochi. The British assessment is that Sochi would be far harder for terrorists to attack than Volgograd due to that Ring of Steel around the Olympic venue, largely closing it off from public access. Dressed all in black, the security guards are a familiar sight already around Olympic Park. The authorities also have been hunting a suspected would-be suicide bomber and so on. But this has been a concern, and there has been chatter about this. Now, let's see, where's that story? Okay. NHL may reconsider sending players to Sochi over security concerns. The National Hockey League says it will reconsider sending its players to the games next month if something significant happens before February 9th, according to Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly. I find that an interesting benchmark, because why would they necessarily do something before? And if they, just because nothing happens before, does this make this threat any less of a concern for someone like the NHL? As of now, we do not doubt that all necessary steps are being taken by the Sochi Organizing Committee, the Russian government, and the IOC to ensure the safety of the athletes and guests in Sochi, Daly wrote Monday in an email to the Associated Press. Obviously, if something significant were to transpire between now and February 9th that causes us to question that conclusion, we will reevaluate. I don't expect that will become necessary. So here's what they're saying. Right now, we trust the security in place. If something is successful were to happen, well, then we would no longer trust that security. The problem with that thinking is that assumes that they're going to try before then. Just because nothing happens before then doesn't mean the security is excellent. It means they didn't try. The NHLPA, Players Association, continues to be in contact with Olympic and security officials regarding plans for the Olympic Games in Sochi and will work closely with all concerned to monitor matters in advance of and during the Games, NHL Players Association spokesman Jonathan Weatherdon wrote in an email. Russian security officials have been hunting for three potential female suicide bombers, one of whom is believed to be in Sochi itself. The suspects are known as Black Widows, women seeking to avenge husbands or male relatives killed in Russia's fight against insurgents in the region. We know some of them got through the perimeter, said Representative Michael McCall, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. What we don't know is how many more Black Widows are out there, how many potential cells could be in Sochi and the Olympic Village. The world's focus remains squarely on the terror danger posed by the Islamic insurgency in the North Caucasus region. An Islamic militant group in Dagestan claimed responsibility, so on, so on, so on. About 3,000 athletes from more than 80 countries will be competing in 98 medal events. 12 new events are on the program, and women's ski jumping making its debut after being rejected for inclusion at the 2010 Vancouver Games. Sochi's preparations have also been clouded by the Western uproar against a Russian law enacted last year that prohibits gay propaganda, blah, 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 blah. Completely different topic. Jason said he did an interview with the president of the National Wheelchair Basketball Association, and he said he would send the athletes. He said we should not let fear or politics affect whether we send our athletes. That was the big thing in 1980 when Jimmy Carter said we weren't because of Afghanistan. Jimmy Carter kept us out of the 80 Olympics in Russia. And a lot of people said that's exactly what the Olympics are not about. Being intimidated by terrorists are exactly what the Olympics are not supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about the world coming together. I guess it's a two-pronged question I'll throw at you. Do you think any country, the United States or any country, should feel safe in sending athletes? If you are a family of an athlete, would you want them to go into that environment? If you're an athlete, Jason said no. Boy, you didn't hesitate for a moment. If you had a relative that was an Olympian athlete, you would not want them going right now. Do you think the United States should send athletes to Sochi? No, you don't. You think it's obvious. You think the threat is so severe. Let's see how many people agree or disagree with Jason. Jason will be the stalking horse here, and I'm going to keep my opinion to myself. Jason says you'd be nuts to go with the threat level as it is in Russia right now. What do you think? Should the United States send its athletes? Would you go if you're an athlete? Would you want, if you were the parent or a sibling of an athlete, would you want them to go in that environment? Jason is shaking his head so hard, I think it's going to come off. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 918.
The Jerry Bader Show.